speaking, you little minx.
What do you want, Steve?
Well, I have bad news, my love.
Well, what is it?
Well, you may want to sit down for this. My news is deeply upsetting, so you must be strong.
I'll try.
Well, you remember Myra?
Ted's cousin?
Yes, indeedy. Well, she wants my bod.
Well, Steve, I think it's great news that a girl is interested in you. In fact, it renews my faith in miracles.
But Laura, you don't understand. Myra's all over me like a bum on a sandwich.
You're kidding.
Oh, would that I were. She calls me constantly. She writes me love letters. She even sends me presents. She's even transferred into my English class.
Well, what's wrong with that?
She doesn't go to our school.
See what you mean. Gee, a beautiful girl in love with you. It's kind of like that story, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Laura, now there's no reason I call the girl names.
Steve, I think it's sweet that Myra likes you.
Sweet? Mama, you have no idea what it feels like to be constantly pestered by someone you have absolutely no interest in. Okay, so maybe you do.
Well, Steve, why are you bothering me with this?
Well, because I've come up with a plan to get Myra off my back. But it will only work if you give me 5 minutes of your time.
Well, what do I have to do?
Marry me. I'll take that as a no.
Steve, I have important stuff to do. I have to put away the tater tots.
All right, I'll go. But there's still one more thing I haven't told you.
Well, what is it?
Well, Myra is physically attractive. She gives me smoldering looks filled with sensuosity. So far, I've been able to resist. But I'm like a volcano inside. Oh, lock up your daughter, Chicago. Mount Urkel is about to erupt.
Your stereo.
What?
What's up, Weasel?
Hey, yo, Eduardo, how you like my man's new sound system?
Yo, it's slamming.
Check it out.
2 6x9 speakers in the door.
Word?
415s in the back. Tape, CD player, and digital preamp. Boom! Man, it's like having Whitney Houston ride a shotgun.
Yo, man, I wish I could afford something like that. My stereo bites.
No problem, Bob. Weasel took care of me. He can hook you up, too.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
I know a guy who can get stuff real cheap, you know. How much are you prepared to invest?
Well, 400 tops. I mean, that's my entire savings from working down at Mighty Weenie. That's 8 months of telling people, please talk directly into the bun.
All right, 2 days from now, I'm gonna get you a serious stereo, you know what I'm saying? Guarantee all the flat girls gonna be all over you.
All right!
Oh, Myra!
Hello, Laura. I was wondering if I could have a moment of your time.
Oh, sure, come on in. Can I take your coat?
Oh, no, thank you. This won't take long.
Oh.
So what's in your mind?
Steve Urkel, the man I love.
The man you love?
That's right. He's bright, he's witty, and he's so handsome.
Are we talking about the same Steve Urkel? Skinny guy, likes cheese, strange laugh?
He is the smartest boy I've ever met. And I think high intelligence is very, very sexy.
You think Steve is sexy?
He stokes my furnace.
Oh, you really got it bad.
Laura, I've explained to Stephen that I'm more than willing to be his love toy. But all he ever does is babble on and on about you.
Myra.
Release him. Undo that voodoo that you do so well.
Myra, I have no designs on Steve. In fact, I'm willing to do anything to help you get him.
Really?
Really.
Could you move to Texas?
Ah, thanks, Steve. And not only does she have eye appeal, she also has ear appeal.
Well, come again. Wow, is that a new stereo?
Stereo. This is no mere stereo, Steve. This is a master blaster.
Oh, let me hear my favorite radio station. WIDL. All yodeling all the time.
Look, Steve, a rolling speaker, a pop face cassette receiver, a CD changer, a Quake with four tiers, and two 100 watt power amps.
Wow, you'll be deaf by summer. Where'd you get this great stuff?
Oh, look, Weasel's friend got it for me. He gave me a great deal.
Oh?
Yeah, this is almost $3,000 worth of equipment, but I only paid $400 for it, including installation.
Hmm.
What?
Well, that's an exceptionally large discount.
Well, I figure the guy gets everything wholesale, either he buys in bulk. I don't know.
Or perhaps it was left by the stereo fairy.
What are you trying to say, Steve?
Uh-huh. Figures.
What?
Obviously, Weasel's friend didn't want to burden you with excessive paperwork. Because all the serial numbers have been scraped off.
What?
And now this stereo is hot.
Hey, it's my main dad, dude.
Uh-oh. Report card time again?
No. Just being cool.
Oh.
Just being me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I could use a little advice on a hypothetical, fictitious thing that never happened.
Oh, I see. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Let's say a guy bought something expensive for a real low price, and suddenly, without warning, he finds out that the stereo is stolen.
Oh, it's a stereo.
Anyhow, what should this completely innocent and fictitious guy do?
Edward, did you buy a stolen stereo for your car?
Yeah.
Oh, son.
Well, Dad, didn't know. I swear it.
Well, all right, I believe you. Just take it easy.
What should I do now?
Well, first we have to notify the police.
Well, I just did. I told you. You're my father and a cop.
Right. And what do we do next?
Learn our lesson and forget about it?
Guess again. You're going to tell me who you bought it from, and I'm going to try to find its rightful owner.
Oh, no, that's no good.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, Dad, not only would I be getting somebody in trouble, but I'd also be out of $400.
Well, that person deserves to be in trouble, and you should have been more careful with your money.
But, Dad, you don't understand.
No bucks, Edward. Now, that stereo is coming out of your car and down to the police station.
Oh, come on, Dad. It took me months to earn that money. Besides, I didn't steal the equipment. And if I didn't buy it, somebody else would have.
Oh, now, that's enough, Edward. Now, the bottom line is that stereo does not belong to you. It never did, and it never will.
You know, I came to you because I wanted to be upfront about this.
Oh, really? Mr. Hypothetical, fictitious thing that never really happened.
Stop it. I was hoping that you realized that I was ripped off. Maybe you'd have a little sympathy for your own son and cut me a little slack. But no, you have to go by the book, no matter how unfair it is to me. I wish for just once that you'd stop being a cop and start being my dad.
Oh, hello, Dr. Urkel. Is Steve there? Your son. Oh, hi, Steve. It's Laura. No, you're not dreaming. Listen, could you grab your accordion and come over here? I'm kind of in the mood for a little... I came next to me.
Hello, Myra. Laura. Would you care to explain what's going on here?
Well, Steve, Myra likes you, and since you like me, I knew I could get you over here to spend time with her.
Why, all the sneaky, underhanded tricks to pull. You're good, baby.
Steve, just spend a few minutes with Myra. Give her a chance. You may have something in common. You never know. So,
you look very pretty.
And you look very handsome.
Wow, thanks. My hair's a little mussed. When Laura called, I was rotating my cheese wheels.
Nice accordion.
Wow, thanks.
Grash & Lumbacher Silver Anniversary Model 2200?
Why, yes. You sure do know your squeeze boxes, lady.
I should. I play a little accordion myself.
Wow! The Myron Flooring Polka Master!
Signed and numbered.
Thank you. Steve?
Hi, sweetums.
Well, what's the matter? Why aren't you looking at me?
I'm not worthy of eye contact.
Why not?
Well, last night, right here with Myra.
Yes?
Well, I kissed her.
I know. I peeked.
But what you don't know is, I liked it.
Well, Steve, you're a man. Kind of. And you're supposed to enjoy kissing a pretty girl.
But, Myra, I feel so wrong to be kissing another girl. I want to be true to my heart. And my heart belongs to you.
So how are you going to break it off with Myra?
Hey, I'm no fool. And we're going to the movies tonight. Coming, babe. Yep. Tonight, I'll be cuddling up with Myra at the Paradise Theater. And while you're sitting here all alone reading your hairdo mags, just remember, baby, it could have been you. You want it to be you?
Nope.
Just checking. Coming, babe.
Hey, yo, Eddie, do you think I can get lucky with Chrissy Oliver?
Weasel, I'm dating her.
Exactly. That's why I'm asking you.
You know, you're already on thin ice for selling me that hot stereo.
Hey, I told you. I didn't even know the stuff was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm shocked in the ball. Mm. I mean, it's getting so that you can't even trust the over here guy.
Shut up and get in the car.
What car?
Where's my car? Where's my car?
Do I look like I have it?
Oh, man, I don't believe this. I've been robbed. It's there.
What's the matter?
My car's been stolen. Quick, call for backup. Put out an APB. Get a helicopter.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. We parked it here 10 minutes ago.
Gee, it happened just that fast. Man, this is terrible.
I'll say. I left my new hat in that car. ABC.
Dad, quick. Call the cops.
Relax, son. Your car is not stolen. It's down at the precinct. The guys are taking out that hot stereo.
That's a relief. I mean, I'd be lost without my ride.
Mm. Scared you, huh?
Worse. I mean, I felt scared, angry, and helpless all at the same time.
Really? Now, you know, I bet that's exactly how the owner of that stereo felt when it got ripped off from him.
You got me, Dad. You don't have to hit me over the head.
Good. Because that's what I was going to try next. You know, son, it's a funny thing about hot property. You never think about the victim until you become one.
Gotcha.
Edward, I know that you think I'm too hard on you.
Sometimes.
It would be easy for me to be easy on you. But believe me, I would not be doing you a favor.
I guess.
You know something? I gotta give you credit for one thing. You came to me and you told me what you did. Now, I know that was tough.
Oh, $400, Dad. Go. I guess I did learn a lesson. I mean, maybe that was worth more in the long run.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
What?
You are growing up.